Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host for Rolling with the Diva on Friday, January 5th at 2018. Happy New Year, everybody. We're going to get started with the show. I recorded a message this morning. I'm excited for everybody to hear. But first, we're going to play some music, and then we'll start the show.
Yes. Follow me.
Today's show is about, and here's my pre-recording I did about 25 minutes ago. I hope you guys enjoy.
Hello everyone, and I hope you are having a great, happy Friday. It's July 5th, 2018. Can you believe that? Happy New Year to you guys. You know, it's been on my mind for a couple of days, and I've heard this message by T.D. Jakes, people walk away from you, let them go, and I just really, really have been thinking about that, and that is the truth. You know what? Do you know your self-worth? Do you know how valuable you are to God? And that if you do not value yourself, how can you expect others to value you? This can go along with friendships, with family, with intimate relationships. The bottom line is, if people want to walk out of your life, as T.D. Jakes say, let them walk. I say let them keep stepping, because they weren't of any value anyway, and they weren't doing anything that was good for you anyway. So, my question today is, why do we let people stay in our lives that basically mean nothing to us, and they don't really care about us? Maybe because we're lonely. Maybe because we don't think that we can find somebody else to love us the way we need to be loved. Or maybe we're just scared that we may be all alone. Well, as Rolling with the Diva says, and I'm Sabrina Williams, your host with Rolling with the Diva, let's keep stepping. Because at the end of the day, and I'm doing this message crying, at the end of the day, you are worth more than you even know. And you are valuable. You're loved, you're wanted. And as the Bible verse says, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, is for you, to give you a hope and a future, says the Lord. Now, that verse may be sort of kind of out of context, so for all you Bible-thumping people that's going to read the verse and you want to email me, feel free to. It's cvwtdiva@gmail.com. I'm okay with that. But today I'm getting real, and yes, I'm sort of kind of crying because, you know what? It was a hard year for me in 2017 to really look at all the people in my life and realize that, oh my gosh, I may be by myself. And I have a lot of more acquaintances than I do friends. Now, maybe that's in my own mind. I don't know, because sometimes we do put things in our mind the way that we want to see things because it maybe make us feel better the way we see them. But I don't think so. Pause for a moment of silence. Let me ask you, what do you want for your life? What are you going to do to achieve it? And how long are you going to keep letting other people interfere with where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to be with? If you are by yourself, you're not alone. You know why? Because you have God. I mean, you have God. You're never alone with God. Yeah, there's some of your friends that really love you and some of your family that love you. And you know what? And that's okay. Sometimes it's better to be by yourself, do your own thing, and let the right people come in your life. Because I'm here to tell you, and this is going to be a theme for the rest of the year until the day I die, is that, you know what? If you're not a priority, why are you letting family, friends, relatives, intimate relationships make you an option? Did you hear me? Let me repeat. If you're not a priority, then why do you need to, why are you letting people make you an option? It takes 38 seconds to text, to call. You know what? To invite somebody to a dinner to say, hey, I haven't seen you for a while. Life is way too short to live in apprehension that if people like you or don't like you. Am I having a complex? No. I'm just getting real with crap and just telling you how it is. You don't have to like it, but you know what? You need to know that God loves you. He has a plan for you, and your life is worth so much, and you have so much to offer. You know what? If you're right now and you're listening to this message and you're questioning even a little bit of what I'm saying, then you need to stop after this radio show and you need to look at your life. One, where do you want to go? Who do you want in your circle? And when I say circle, it ain't no big giant circle like we're out there playing tug of war and we all whatever, or we're in a ring. No, it's who you want in your circle. You should be able to count on both your hands 10 people that are in your circle. Do you need more? You could, but really, 10 people, God gave you 10 fingers, like he only gave me 2 hands, that's why I only have 2 children. But anyway, that's a joke. But anyway, I love it. You need to look at yourself. What is it you want to accomplish, and how are you going to do it? And do you have people that you can go to that's going to help you do that? Remember, if you don't have people in your life that makes you a priority, why are you an option? Are they encouraging your dreams? Are they helping you in your dreams? Or are they just like, oh my God, you're not going to do this, and you know what? It's not going to be able to be done. Or they're the kind of people that's like, oh my God, yeah, let's go, Susie, you can do this. Come on, Jim, you got this. Okay? You got to find those people who can encourage you. Okay? Today, I'm here to tell you, T.D. Jakes says, let them walk. I like that message. If people don't want to be in your walk, as T.D. Jakes in your life, as T.D. Jakes says, quote, and as he says, let them walk. I say, keep stepping, let them go. Bye. Have a great day. Because at the end of the day, you're still miserable with them in your life. And so why not just free yourself, cleanse your soul, get in the bathtub after you let them go, and clean it and let it go. Bye. Because you know what? It's not worth it to sit around and cry for people who don't even really care if you exist or not, okay? And this is going to be a whole talk, relationships in the future, on friendships. Let's just talk about if you have a family, and they are supporting you, and they are loving you, and they're giving you what you need to meet your dreams, to make you a priority, not forgetting you, to invite you to, you know, Los Angeles when they travel, or they are there coming to town in your town, and they don't say anything, then it's your family. You just love them as you are, but you need to really think about making an earthly family. What's an earthly family? An earthly family is people that you're not blood with, but that you love them no matter what. That's an earthly family, okay? Let's go back to the family. Now, say you have a family who's not, like, really, like, encouraging you or whatever. Just love them. Like I said, love them where they are, but keep stepping. And don't forgive them, but don't forget them. But, hey, you know what? You're going to make a new – you're going to find people who want to make you a priority and not an option, okay? Same thing in relationships. If you're not a priority, then why are you letting him or her or them make you? Life is too short. It doesn't matter, like, how busy somebody is. If somebody's telling you they want you in your life, they're going to make the time. And vice versa, girls, don't think that a guy can't receive gifts or flowers or something, you know, to say, hey, I love you, I was thinking about you. Yeah, we want it as women, but we also need to be able to encourage our men too. Or whoever you're dating. Maybe you're a woman and a woman. Maybe you're a man and a man. The point is, you have to be in a relationship where you're a priority and not an option. Why did I do this message today? Why is it a short message? Because at the end of the day, what I want to tell people is, you know what? Make choices in your life, and those choices reflect you. If you have a low self-esteem, you know what? Then others are going to realize that, and just like wolves, they're going to jump on that, and they're going to manipulate you into the way that they want you to be. But if you can stand strong, because remember this word, self-esteem, any word that starts with self, it's hyphenated with another word, so it's connected. Isn't that interesting? It's one of the few words in the English dictionary or any dictionary where self is attached to another word. Self-esteem, self-confidence, self-worth, self-image. It's all attached because it means that you need to have a self-esteem that's intact, attached to God, and that you know your self-worth. Your self-worth is not in yourself. It's not in people. It's in God. Now, say you're an atheist, because, you know, somebody's an atheist. Well, you know what? It takes faith to be an atheist, so you have to believe in something. So you still got to have self-worth. So there. As I say. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, this radio show today is brought to you by Sabrina Williams. I am the host for Conversations with the Diva. Oops, I still go back to Conversations with the Diva, Rolling with the Diva. That's my show title. And you will be able to hear more from me on issues like this, or when I wake up in the morning and I realize that somebody else may be shedding tears like I was about their past, and you know what, they might need to hear it. So I would like to hear from you. You can find me on Twitter. You can, on Twitter, it's Sabrina Williams. You can find me on Instagram, DIVAY_2. Facebook at Sabrina Williams, and in quotations marks is Diva, DIVAY. You guys hear that diva thing everywhere. But I'm a good diva, as they say. But my thing is, you know what? What are you doing for yourself to make yourself feel important? And that means, hey, you know what? Do what you need to do and get right with God. Get right with a higher power and stop letting other people control how you live your life. You're valuable. You're wanted. You're loved. And if you don't know it, I'm telling you. And if you need to hit me up on an email, you can. You already know the email. Give me a buzz. Message me on Facebook. You know what? But the bottom line is, start knowing your self-worth. Let 2018 be the year that you stop letting other people walk on you, not make you a priority, and they are making you an option. Be a priority, not an option. And if it means you get rid of everybody in your life and you have to start over, isn't it better to start over a new circle and have self-worth, understanding, compassion, caring, kindness, honesty, loyalty? You get what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, right? You get it? Okay. So know you are loved, you are wanted, and you are valued. All right. On a different note, let's stop for a second. Suicide. Yep, I'm saying suicide. People need to understand that is real. People after the holidays are still wanting to kill themselves. If you are struggling with wanting to kill yourself and you don't want to hang on to life because of whatever reasons, I understand, and I'm not judging you. You need to get to the nearest emergency room and call 911 to get for help. If you are thinking about killing yourself but you can hang on, then call 211 in your area in the United States and ask for help and get to counseling. There are sliding fees, there's sliding scales. You are wanted. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to not feel that you are not cared for, because you are. Your life is so important. It's so valuable. You know what? Maybe you're dealing with a relative who you're taking care of. Maybe you're dealing with a child who's sick, you know, who has cancer, leukemia, There's so many things. Maybe you're a person who's struggling with fibromyalgia, constant pain in your joints. Maybe you're waiting for hip surgery and your hip is just really constantly hurting, and that would be me. But you know what? You're wanted, you're loved, and you know what? You got to reach out and you got to get help. I'm going to tell you guys something. You know what's really funny? Is when you smile at somebody as you're walking down the street, did you know that may be a person who was thinking about ending their life? And that if you smile at that person, what if you were the person that person said, oh my God, they smiled at me and they thought I was worth. So never underestimate your smile. Don't be so reserved in yourself that when you go to a coffee shop, Starbucks, Mad Hatter, that's my favorite vegan shop in Las Vegas. So it's not really vegan because it serves tuna, but it is so fabulous. It's like more of a healthy coffee. And you know what? When you talk to people and just go out of your way, people feel love. That's what we're here. We're not meant to be on this earth just to live by ourselves and walk in our own chasm and ignore everybody. That's selfish, okay? And it's just not, it's just selfish. It's horrible. So be a good person and smile at people. And you know what? If you need help and you have some struggling with depression or any other mental issues, it doesn't mean you're a crazy person. Oh my God, no, you're not crazy. You are just struggling. I struggle with depression, but you know what? I can take medicine, exercise, I eat right, and I talk to people when I need to. Doesn't mean that I'm crazy. It just means actually that I'm healthier than the people who don't admit that they have issues, okay? So let's be real there. I just want to tell people that. So what am I saying today on January 5th, 2018, with Sabrina Williams, your host for Conversations with the Diva. This message is all about, one, people don't want to be in your life, keep stepping. Bye, Felicias. We don't need you anyway. Or Felicias, if you're a guy. Okay? Two, an option for people. Be a priority. Mail your own self-worth. Remember, those two words are connected together, self and worth. Three, you know what? Get up, smile, take care of yourself, eat healthy, eat right. Exercise when you can. Say you can't, a person who you're confined to a wheelchair. You can still move your arms. You can still move. You can lift your legs if you can, or you can have somebody else lift them. Exercise. Check with your doctor before you do exercise, because I don't want you coming back and saying, oh my God, Sabrina Williams would actually do exercise. No, check with your doctor to see your health concerns and know that it's okay for you. All right, this was a wonderful message. Thank you, God, for this message. I pray for everybody, Lord Jesus, that's listening to this, that they may feel loved, they may feel connected with somebody, and that they remember that their self-worth is in you or a higher power, and that before the other people can love them or accept them, they have to love themselves. Remember, God makes us a priority. We're not an option with God. God is available 24/7, and believe me, people, I call him all the time. I'm like, hello, God, are you listening to this? I'm going to need a relationship with somebody that really loves me and wants to be with me, wants to give me their love unconditionally. So, God, and I said, I'm always on God. And I know that God, I'm God's favorite because, like, I'm, like, totally always on the phone with him, and he answers immediately. So you know what? Get tight with God. Get tight with a higher power. Get in some prayer groups. Say your prayers every morning. But remember, one, care for yourself. Love yourself. Be a priority, not an option. People want to walk, let them keep stepping. And two, you know what? Go out and do some wild things this weekend that are with safety. Don't go stealing cars or doing drugs or anything. Oh my gosh, everybody, our 15 minutes is up because I was only doing 15 minutes today. But I love you. I think you're fabulous. Thank you for listening to Rolling with the Diva with Sabrina Williams in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. And I will check you guys and see you guys next Monday on the air for Rolling with the Diva. So see you soon.